to episode 48 of The Unwoke Show, where free speech is welcome, all subjects are on the table, and your boys Rich and Tim bring you the latest and greatest information every single week for your enjoyment, baby. I'm your host, Rich, along with my co-host over here, Tim. How you doing, Timmy?
Good, and you're Rich, man. It's glad to be back after a week stepping away.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Recharge a little bit, stuff, so it's all good, and we're back.
Yeah, and we are ready to go, though. Just excited for another episode, that's for sure.
Yeah, so... Unwoke Nation, you can find us on all the major podcasting platforms, as well as you can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. We welcome all your questions, comments, topics, ideas, and tonight we're going to roll right into... This could be a little weird. I'm going to tie it in here. You remember the Beastie Boys song, Fight for Your Right to Party?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We gotta fight!
Exactly.
For your right!
So you're probably saying, well, where the hell are we going with this one? Well, this one is Fight for Your Right to Protect Your Property. That's right, folks. Illegal immigrants are in the news. They have been in the news left and right. I don't think you can go a week without hearing something about an illegal immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
Even our president during his State of the Union address even called out illegals. Thank God. I really appreciate that. Actually calling a spade on that one. But so swinging that around... Arizona back in the news,
right? Yes,
we're tying in illegals with this one. It's Arizona rancher goes on trial for killing migrants.
Yeah,
so we are talking about the town of Nogales in Arizona, and Nogales, according to the all-knowing Google, is incredibly close to the U.S.-Mexico border. Incredibly close.
Like, ridiculously close.
Yeah, like, absolutely stupid close. In fact, Nogales is a city and the county seat of Santa Cruz County, Arizona. So it's, you know, definitely down in the southern part. So what has happened is a George Allen Kelly, he is 75, shot and killed the 48-year-old Mexican national on his ranch in January of 2023. So he shot an illegal, 48-year-old illegal.
Mm-hmm.
According to George's lawyers, they allege he shot into the air and feared for his family's safety. Apparently, Arizona lawmakers have introduced a bill that would allow property owners to shoot trespassers. I like that.
Okay.
Right? Get off my lawn, get off my property. Mm-hmm. You're not welcome here, right?
Castle law.
Yeah, exactly. So it says court documents say that Mr. Kelly was having a meal with his wife on January 30th when he spotted a group of five camouflaged men moving through his cattle ranch near Nogales.
Five. Man.
So I don't have the issue that it's five. The thing that... is an immediate red flag is camouflaged.
Yeah, let's call it like it is. It's like...
This isn't some sort of, hey, George, the U.S. military wants to run a quick drill through your cattle ranch, mm-hmm. right? These are five illegal Mexican aliens coming through and clearly trying to enter the U.S. illegally.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so his lawyers... claim that he was frightened at the time and shot into the air rather than directly at the illegals. Now, the article here says migrant, but I'm calling it illegals. All right, let's just call a spade a spade.
Yeah, we're going to call it like it is, man.
And just for a quick reference, guys, this is from the BBC, which is one of my favorite places to get news because it seems to be the most...
true and fair balanced.
Yeah, there's... It's not as biased as American politics, I would say.
That's fair.
But so circling back, prosecutors allege that Mr. Kelly recklessly fired an AK-47 rifle at the migrants from a distance of about 300 feet, striking and ultimately killing Mexican citizen Gabriel Budamaya. The other migrants escaped unharmed and fled back towards Mexico.
Okay.
And this article calls migrants. Clearly, these guys are illegal.
Right.
Okay. The article does go on to say that Mr. Kelly rejected a plea deal in January that would have seen the charge reduced to negligent homicide in exchange for a guilty plea.
Negligent homicide?
And that's the dumbed down plea.
That's the dumbed down one?
Yeah. It says the charge would have been reduced to negligent homicide. So basically, it's stupid homicide.
Basically.
Yeah. The original charge, second degree murder, carries a maximum penalty of 22 years in Arizona. The trial is expected to last a month. And it says the trial begins just weeks after conservative Arizona lawmakers in the state house passed legislation that could allow property owners to kill or threaten to kill people using their property to enter the U.S.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking of this. It's like, I think this is absolutely ridiculous, first and foremost, because, you see, because here's the thing, see, because on the Unwoke show, we're just going to sit there and just call it, like you said, we can call it spade spade. This 40-year-old man and his friends, although his friends got away, the other four got away.
Yep. Wait, friend. The other four illegals.
Illegals. And also
booked
not
their ass back across the board.
Exactly.
Camouflaged asses back across
the exactly, board. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They're illegals and not that. We ain't calling them newcomers. We ain't calling them all that
bull crap
and everything like that. So we're not going to sit there and apologize for, you know, like some people apologize when they commit a murder.
Yep.
And want to call them a newcomer. We ain't doing that shit.
No, we're not doing that at all.
But we're also going to call it like it is. This 40-year-old illegal would still be alive had he not been on that gentleman's property.
And dressed in camouflage.
Right. So what is he supposed to think? Now, this man, and of course we don't know, but I'm just saying in general, no, because you know, we sit there, we have to keep with the news aware so we know some of the latest greatest that's going on as we talk about, has probably been seeing a lot of stuff that's been going on, not only in his own state, but two states over in Texas. Okay? And he's seeing all this different stuff across the country and everything, you know.
Well, New York.
New York. Well, okay, let's go a little farther north. Yep. New York, Chicago,
beating cops.
Right, exactly. So they're seeing all these things that are going on. And of course, it's going to make people a little bit, more concerned. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to assume that it's probably, especially if you own a large ranch, that it's probably pretty common, like, for instance, let's say probably a common thing he runs into is probably coyotes.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
So he's got coyotes. Let's just say he happens to have, you know, chicken coop, whatever the case may be. Coyotes are trying to come over there
He's got cattle that are going to get right.
So exactly.
He's got coyotes out there.
Naturally, he's probably going to take whatever weapon or something like that, and he's going to fire it in the air just to basically scare them based on the shot.
Or kill the coyote, depending on what it is.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so, and be able to do that. From what I understand, that's pretty common. Yeah. Pretty common stuff for it to see somebody do that. So, the guy who has every right to protect his family.
Yep.
Ends up seeing these camouflage illegals coming across his property through his cattle ranch and decides to say, okay, worst case, you know, best thing I can do is just give them a warning shot saying, hey, you're not welcome here. Please go away. Go back across the border, wherever the case may be. We don't know if there's any altercation, But then for whatever reason, it's like, yeah, this guy ends up getting killed. And it's like, okay, so now you want to sit there and trump up this charge and try to sit there and say, well, you killed an illegal, but let's kind of water this down and everything for a guy to kind of what
to you stupidly
right
killed
you negligently what?
Well, negligent. Yeah.
Right.
No. That just it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It just you're trying to make an example out of a guy protecting his family. And I mean, yeah, he's 73 years old, so like that. And then you're going to sit there and try to do second degree murder and then basically say it's like, you know, if he is convicted, he's going to do 22 years minimum.
So
93.
Literally will probably.
No, 95.
Would probably die.
Yeah.
In prison.
Right.
Right. So.
For protecting his family.
Exactly. And so what I love about this whole debate right now, right? As I said before, Arizona lawmakers in the state's house passed legislation that could allow property owners to kill or threaten to kill people using their property that enter the U.S. Okay, great, right?
Warning shot.
Yep. Perfect. Don't have any issues with that whatsoever, right? So here's where politics comes into play.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, you're going to love this. The bill does not specifically mention migrants.
Wait a minute. The bill, like, what? Are we making this up as we go along?
It does, because, again, and I'm going to reiterate this, because Unwoke Nation, if you're banging your head against the desk right now, like Rich and I are, we're just losing our minds over this. Exactly. I'm going to read the bill again
that
the House passed. Okay, so.
I'm so allergic to stupid, but go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, you're going to need a Benadryl after this one. House, the Arizona State's House passed legislation that could allow property owners to kill or threaten to kill people using their property to enter the U.S. But yet, we're going to split hairs on the fact that the bill does not specifically mention migrants.
Somebody look up the definition of people. Because the bill clearly states to us, so you are allowed to be able to shoot or threaten people. And last time I checked, they're people.
Yep. So this article goes on to say that Republican Justin Heap, who sponsored the legislation, said in a February hearing that it would create a legal loophole to help ranchers facing an increasingly large number of illegals or human traffickers.
Okay.
Right. So it's, you're essentially giving ranchers that are along the, you know, the Arizona Mexican border or the U.S. Mexican border, right? And leeway to protect their property.
That's the right thing to do.
Right. So now, Arizona's Democratic governor, Katie Hobbs, has vowed to veto the bill if it makes it to her desk. Phoenix Representative Annalise Ortiz told NBC last month that the legislation would mean it was open season on illegals in Arizona.
That's really...
Well, it says migrants, but I'm calling illegals.
Right.
It would give people free rein to execute somebody, and it would broaden extrajudicial killings, she said.
See, this is an example of feels before reads. See, what they just did right there is they tried to enter words that are so emotional to basically, they basically flipped it. You have this Republican congressperson, state congressperson, that says, hey, I'm going to give you some leeway now because you have every right to be able to protect your property.
Yep.
And then you have this other person want to sit there and say, oh, it's like, oh, so now farmers and ranchers can now go on a killing spree. It's basically what they're trying to, it's like, that's not what this is all about. The law that you guys made in the state of Arizona states that you can shoot or threaten whoever or kill to protect people who come across the border on your property illegal. But the fact that you want to sit there and stick with the narrative of, well, you know, we gotta, how do we make this into, you know, no, it, they're hurting the newcomers, and they're, I know you don't like it, Tim, but it's like, we're hurting the newcomers, or, you know, of course, you know, we gotta make sure we stick in the R word. No. Any chance we can, though. So how do we make all this look like a racist situation also, because maybe most of the ranchers down there are white. I mean, it's like, really? So yeah, basically. Exactly. What if, I mean, because it says right there, even people do, like, with narcotics, something like that. You don't know what those people are coming onto your property for. Down there and wipe you out, use your particular property where, so, you know, as some type of infiltrating drug. You don't know.
They were dressed in camouflage.
Yep, we go straight back to that. They're dressed in camouflage. Now, where is somebody from Central America getting camouflage? Is there a Walmart on the road? That we don't know about in these caravans?
It's not like that. Nowhere in the article that says, guys, hey, it does say we are wearing camouflage, mm-hmm. but it doesn't say anything about carrying white flags to don't shoot.
Yeah.
Right? So Arizona's existing castle doctrine allows property owners to use deadly force only to defend themselves or another person from harm. The current law requires that the intruder to be in a residence or other structure in which people live rather than on their wider property.
So wait, they're trying to say they practically had to be sitting down drinking some sweet tea on his porch for him to actually defend his family?
No. So they had to be in the residence.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, it says the current law requires that the intruder to be in a residence or other structure in which people live. People don't live on their porch.
Right.
So, hey, you five camouflage guys that are trying to use my cattle to hide to enter the states illegally, come on in. Come on in. I got some food for you and stuff. Mm-hmm. Bam, 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 bam.
Dad. Like you said, that's titty tat crap.
Yeah, and
really, come on now.
Yeah, it doesn't make.
See, for me, I just feel like this is just more of another way of how we're trying to let people who break our laws basically say, "Hey, we're the state, local, federal government, whatever the case may be. Just do whatever the hell you want." We're not going to stop you.
If we tried to enter Mexico illegally, and the federales or Mexican police caught us.
I don't want to be in a Mexican jail.
See?
Nope.
People in the United States, no, they don't want to be in a Mexican jail.
Nope. I don't want to be in a Mexican jail. I don't want to be in a Brazilian jail.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
I've seen that crap.
Yep.
Right? It's like you're not actually being in it, no, but what? It's like, nope. I've seen enough of, Locked Up Abroad? Yep. I was like, no, sir.
And so you're probably saying to yourself, Tim and Unwoke Nation, why are you talking about federales, Mexican jail, Brazilian jail? Why? Because they don't fuck around.
They sure don't.
Right?
They will stick your ass in the size of our studio right here, and they'll stick 50 people in this studio, okay, and say, you bastards get along or until we give you some bread and water.
Did you
try not to fuck each other.
Does anybody remember Brittany Griner?
Well,
now you're probably saying, 12-10, it's not an apples to apples comparison, and that's not, you're right, it's not, and it's not supposed to be. It just illustrates what other countries would do if we break a law or if we're there illegally, anything like that, right? But in the U.S., it's supposed to be, well, you know what? Just don't take my cattle. Just keep on moving, fellas. No, because you have no idea what those people's intentions are. They were dressed in camouflage.
Exactly.
I know we keep beating this camouflage piece over and over, but
that's not normal outside of Halloween trick or treat.
It's not like they came, it's not like they came across as the village people.
Exactly.
Right? You know? And so here it is, you have a man 75 years old who killed a 48-year-old illegal, trespassing on his property,
right,
dressed in camouflage. Yes, I said it again. I know you're probably tired of hearing it, but that is the key here. You invite that kind of craziness, that kind of stupidity, right? I'm not saying that all of a sudden all of our ranchers that are along the U.S.-Mexican border are now their own form of...
Basically their own, like, self-law enforcement. That's not what we're trying to say.
But you've got five people that are coming across. And then you make it, well, he was just stupid and shot by making it negligent homicide.
Yeah, he wasn't stupid. That man had the right to be able to protect his family. And I would think any of us in Unwoke Nation would do something to, you know, protect their family. You know, it's kind of like what I said, you know, a couple months back, and also about, you know, some guys, you know, coming in his car, he's driving his family home, and somebody's, you know, attacking his car, and he's got concealed carry, and he's got the right to be able to defend, you know, himself, or, you know, some protest breaks out, and he just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I think that guy has every right to be able to say, hey, you know what, my kids are crying in the backseat of the SUV, my wife is scared out of her wits and crapping herself. You know, like that. So these people are trying to break our windows and tip over the truck and stuff like that. So you're darn skippy. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to protect my family to get the hell out of here.
And, you know, again, George is saying that he shot into the air. I've never fired an AK, so I don't know what it would be like at 300 feet.
I did one. I went to the driving range once and, I liked him. I actually thought it was much lighter than I thought it was going to be. And also, but I liked it. I thought it was a fun gun.
Okay, so that's inches. 300.
Oh, fine. 300, yeah.
So, essentially, I'm going to quick thing, 300 feet to yards. Essentially, so from 300 feet out, it's 100 yards.
Okay.
I mean, an AK?
I can see an AK doing that.
An AK zeroed at 100?
I mean, that's a hell of a shot.
I'm not saying that this guy's not a good shot.
Right. I mean, that's a hell of a shot.
But still.
I mean, because I think even at the range, gosh, we must have been. I mean, it wasn't 100 yards. But. Yeah.
And so this guy, so Mr. Kelly, he sees five camouflage guys. He busts out his AK. Lets a round, you know, rip off. Doesn't know what their intentions are. He's clearly protecting his family at this point.
He's got no clue what's about to happen.
And so, yeah, this is. I'm in the camp of this guy protecting his family, his property.
Yeah.
It's clearly this is a political hot potato at this point, only because of everything that has been in the news around, you know, the U.S. border crisis, the illegals that are...
It actually kind of surprised me being in Arizona.
Yeah, beating up cops. Killed that Georgia...
Yeah.
Student.
Lake and Riley.
Yep. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that they're going to try to turn this into a political football of some kind. But you know what? Unwoke Nation, I got to give this guy a hand on this one. He did the right thing. You don't have to sit here and take it. Right? You have every right to defend your property. Defend your family, defend your house, defend your home.
Right.
You know, like I said, I give it up for Good old George Kelly here. We'd love to get your feedback on this one, Unwoke Nation, whether you agree with us, don't agree with us, somewhere in the middle. You can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Rich, it was a pleasure as always talking with you, man. And Unwoke Nation, stay unwoke.
We'll see you next time.